You're listening to the Just One Outdoors podcast.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Just One Outdoors episode podcast.
Oh no!
I was wondering where that was going. Yeah. Oh,
crap. You think we'd have this together after 100 something episodes?
Welcome to back to the Just One Outdoors episode. I thought you were going like where we talk about turkey, but.
I don't know.
100 episodes, and we still don't have the have it together.
That's part of podcasting.
Yeah.
But we've got the lovely ladies with us today. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
So they're going to take over the podcast and ask us questions today. Actually, that would be kind of a fun podcast to do someday.
Yeah. We could do it today.
We could, but do you guys have questions for us?
No.
See, that's a problem. So we'll just hop into maybe some life updates real fast. We'll talk a little bit about Just One updates. We now have a presenting pod. Oh my gosh. Ladies, take over.
We now have a presenting sponsor.
Wow. College that, over here.
Wow. Well Jeez. Done.
I have a master's degree.
We are now partnered with Killdrift Outdoors. They have the new Drifter system that it's a scent dispersion device. It's a heated scent dispersion device, but it can also, which what we're really excited about using it for at least this spring and into the summer, is mosquito like repellent. You can slide any of the bigger pad things in the mosquito pads. That's what I'm looking for. You can slide that in, turn it on, and it works just like a Thermacell, just like some of the other ones, the heated bug things that are out there.
Yeah.
We're really excited to work with them, and Madison and I are actually going to test it up in Alaska while we're up there, because we're going to put it to the ultimate test, because we hear the mosquitoes are bad up there.
I'm just now hearing about this being an issue, but I'm glad we're ready to go.
Yeah, we may come back bit up a little bit.
Oh, nah. Geez. We got Killdrift.
I wish they had that when I was in Africa instead of the mosquito nets. Oh. Those would have been nice.
Oh yeah, right.
Did you wear a hat with a net on it?
No, oh. No. But you wore
a beekeeper thing.
Yeah,
they had like mosquito nets though.
Huh.
So around the place that we were at.
No one has tested the Drifter up in Alaska yet, so he's wondering how it will work. It's kind of a cool story. They created it. And like I said, it's for like the scent dispersion and things like that, cover scent for deer hunting. Then they found out, hey, this actually works for mosquitoes too during the spring, summer. And they're getting a lot of reports out of Florida, Louisiana, some of the states where turkey hunting is opened already. And people are like loving it. They're like, it works so good. There was an outfitter in Florida that ordered quite a few just to have on him, because the mosquitoes apparently down there are pretty bad this time of year. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is cool. I'm definitely excited to use it for the scent dispersion stuff in the fall.
I'm so excited for that.
I'm really excited to see if it works for deer, how it works. We hunt enough from the ground anyway that we do get smelt a decent amount of times.
Winded.
So I'm interested to see if it works. It would be really, really cool, though, to use the acorn scent and to have them walk downwind of it and to turn and come into it. Right. So they're going to be a cool company to work with, because they're kind of bringing something new to the market. But the mosquito thing is going to be nice, too, because we hunt and fish, you know, most of the year when we're not deer hunting. So,
Yeah. We always come back from fishing or whatever just covered in bug bites. So it'll be nice to not have to worry about that this spring and this summer.
Yeah, we're excited to use it. Any other Just One updates?
Have we announced on the podcast anything about he who shall not be named? Starts with an L.
Starts with an L.
Ends in.
Oh, yeah.
The golden archman.
I was like, L.
The
golden archer. That's what we're going to call him.
Oh, we can't do that.
I don't think we have. He's been on the podcast before. Yeah. What was the episode named? It was the one
Flipping
with the
and Flinging, I think is what we called it.
He's now joined our team, actually. So
yeah,
that's exciting.
Super awesome addition. Logan, if you're listening, we're happy to have you, happy to hunt with you, and excited for all the content that we're going to be able to put together here soon.
And if you're not listening, you suck.
Oh my gosh. And those of you who don't know who Logan is, go on over and listen to that podcast and you'll get to hear all about him and from him.
This is why we have our wives with us, because they do all like the marketing promotion for us. Like Cam and I will be walking around somewhere and someone's like, oh, you guys hunt? And they're the first ones to be like, yeah, here's their podcast, here's this. And Cam and I are like, we didn't even think about that.
Yeah. We've got a hat and a shirt on right now, but yeah.
And then I thought of one more. I kind of announced a lot of people know about Alaska, about hunting up there. That's going to be fun. And we'll do some more episodes on that, I'm sure. We'll have Dan come and anyone else who's coming to do some episodes on that.
The Alabama giveaway ends in like 2 weeks.
10 days.
10 days.
And Cam and I are going to be there to absolutely destroy some hogs.
I'm so excited. If you haven't put in for it yet, definitely put in for it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a blast. Trip and Ben, who were kind of partnered with Bear Level and the Camo Preacher, great guys, and it's going to be just a great time down there. We're going to have a lot of fun. Eat some good food. Last time we were down there, that's actually the first place that I had elk brats. And Trip had a bunch, and he's like, yeah, I'm cooking up elk for us. And I'm like, all right, cool. How much do I owe you for that?
Yeah.
So it was a fun trip, and there's nothing quite like hunting a swamp. Like, that was just the most bizarre thing. I'm sure, you know, people from down in Louisiana and stuff, they're like, so what? But for us up here in the Midwest, it's like, I'm pretty sure that was an alligator that just made that noise and is coming to eat me now.
Don't say that near Ash.
Yeah.
There aren't alligators down there.
No alligators.
They're safe, but I'm glad that we were not invited as the wives to go for this time.
Yeah. I'm not about the swamp. Mm-mm. I've been to the Everglades, and I think that just kind of ruined it for me. So
that's be pretty safe. Cool. We'll be safe. We'll have guns.
We're praying for you.
We'll have guns.
We appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, because we've talked to Trip a lot, and I know you've talked to him a lot more than I have, but I haven't met him yet. And just, I have this idea of who he is and what he's like in my head, and I think that's what he's going to be like, but I'm looking forward to it. He reminds me a lot of Wayne, which is kind of what you've talked about, just like his personality a little bit from what I've seen of him. So it's going to be really cool to get to make a face-to-face connection instead of a screen. I mean,
right.
Screen is great. It's great to get to meet people from all over the place, but to actually, you know, shake someone's hand and meet them in person and then hunt with them, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's been fun, like, doing that with so many people and meeting them, and they're the same person.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like there's a difference between them, and Tripp's one of those guys. If you guys are following the Camo Preacher, what you see on his social media, his YouTube, all of that, that's who he is. He's the same person, and, man, we're going to have fun. We're planning, I don't even think we've talked about this, we're planning on doing like a video between like the three of us. We don't know how it's going to work yet, but have like a hog competition and stuff like that. So it should be a good time. Like Cam said, if you haven't entered, go get entered on our Instagram. It should be the very first post, should be pinned at the top, or you can follow or go to the Camo Preacher page or Bear Level. They have it pinned as well. Go on there, find all the details to enter, and come hunt with us.
Yeah.
It'll be a great time.
Buzzard Roost saddles made right here in the great state of Louisiana should be on every Louisiana bow hunter's list as a must-have in their hunting arsenal. Buzzard Roost saddles achieves comfort through adjustability for those long day sets during the rut, and also provides the maneuverability to get up and move when you see the need. Buzzard Roost saddles was created with the need to lighten the piro as well as the backpack to go deeper than everyone else. Louisiana bow hunters are a mixed bag, and Buzzard Roost Saddles is the tool to fit any job. Whether it's public land, private land, hardwoods, pines, or even the bottomless swamps, Buzzard Roost Saddles has what you need to stay mobile.
I think the Just One news is, I think that's all the updates we'll give for now.
Yep. So,
So ladies, where is this podcast going?
They both just look at us like we had something to say. I'm like,
we're the ones who knew that we were recording tonight.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I will brag on Ash a little bit. Just a general life update. She has graduated. She graduated with her master's.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I have a clap. Hold on. Yeah.
The crowd goes wild.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Take a bow. So she graduated, and then she's been studying really hard for her boards the past several months and past a week. 2 weeks ago?
Two.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So congrats. Really proud of you. And got a new car this week.
Yeah. Doing some adult things this week. Feels like for the first time in a long time we've been able to do this. And I don't know. It's definitely been a blessing and it's been a journey. And I'm glad that part's over, but I mean, I'm sure eventually I'll miss it, but right now I'm just enjoying and soaking up the time I get. And it's been a lot of fun being able to be here for the recordings and hang out with Madison more and just chill out. We cook together, we hang out, we play with the dogs, we take them on walks and stuff. And for a while it was just study all the time or I have school and couldn't make it. And but now it feels like
she's
I can
so
be a
much
part of it
nicer
again.
Now too.
Whatever.
Dude, I agree.
Whatever. That's a lie.
I was it's not okay. going to go there.
You know what? Stress is a real thing.
So when is your official start date?
So I started stuff today and had a couple meetings today. But next Monday is a week from today is my start date. So April 8th. Not sure when this podcast comes out. It may come out around then. We'll see.
It may be 2 weeks after that. We've done a good job getting ahead on recordings.
But hopefully by the time this comes out, I will be working and done with orientation and done with training and being just be an OT by myself.
Yeah.
Making that currency.
The currency.
Yeah.
I'd like to say we got a car and that was a lot of fun. It is a little green. So that's exciting. It goes with the whole
sparkly.
Hunting.
Yeah. Just one decal coming
it's
soon.
Sparkly. Ooh. And it's fantastic. But the first thing Cam said, like literally, I think it was the first time I pulled into the driveway with the car. He said, "Oh, I bet we can fit some deer back here." Okay, or some kayaks. We could put two kayaks in here. I think it was Austin who was like, "There's deer. We could fit deer in here." I'm like, "Okay, this is my sparkly car."
It has a weatherproof flooring in it.
That means nothing.
You can just spray it off. All the blood will be gone.
I said, "You're ridiculous. That's why we have two trucks. Out of the two of you, we have trucks. That's what they're for."
Yep.
So. Well, literally when I got my car, Austin was talking about going elk hunting. He's like, "Well," because he had his Jeep still. He's like, "Well, we might be taking your car to travel with to Colorado and haul back the elk." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't think so."
Tough.
Yeah. You guys should have thought that through.
Well, they took the truck, someone else's truck. So.
Right.
And thank God we did, because we would have had to like load up Madison's car. It would have been
I don't know how
miserable.
I don't know how you would have fit.
Because Clyde's truck was full.
Yeah.
It was so full that the rack of the elk had to ride in the cab on the way back with us.
It's crazy. Yeah. One thing I will say, though, about you starting work is probably won't be able to hunt as much, at least as you were last year, which last year was pretty fun. I felt like, especially early on, she was able to go quite a bit because she could get out of class and we could run down and hunt for a few hours. So we'll see what happens this year. Still want you to get your first one with a bow, but we'll see what happens. Yeah. Time will be against us a little bit more, but
first one with a bow or crossbow?
Probably a crossbow this year. Okay. I don't think I
was going to say, are we getting Ash a bow? Let's go.
I would like to eventually, but with starting work right now, it seems like I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to practice with a bow. with a compound bow. So probably a crossbow this year. Yeah. I did have that one that I shot at a couple times with it, with the crossbow. So hopefully I will get Thatcher. That. Yeah.
Hopefully that one made it through.
Thatcher. Yeah. Funny. So,
Thatcher did not make it.
For those of you who have not heard, the last podcast I was on, I shouted out my dad to say, hey, don't kill this deer. And literally, I believe it was like that week or maybe a few weeks later, he killed the deer that I told him not to kill publicly. I told him not to kill and he killed it. He did feel really bad, I will say, but I was upset. And Cam said, you should go outside and see it. So I went outside and then I was good. It was fine. I'm glad someone in the family ended up getting it instead of somebody like right off the property. Like, you know, because there's a lot of property out there and it's other people hunt too. So I'm glad it was someone in our family. But it's still haunting me to this day because it is still the head of the deer that I wanted so badly is now in my freezer because we haven't done anything with it. So now it just haunts me.
Yeah.
So
your parents need to get a deep freeze.
Yeah. It's fine. It's really okay.
Yeah, because we have all the meat from Thatcher at our house.
Yeah. I will say that those couple hunts, it didn't end up working out, but they were some of the most fun hunts I had last year. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just crazy experiences and, like, crazy run-ins with them. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, at least thankful for that, and someone else killed them. Yeah. One good thing about her buying a car is she said I had to wait to buy a new bow until she bought a car, so... Coincidentally enough, it ended up being the fastest car search we've ever had.
Y'all. Wow.
This is for sure the reason why we got the car on Saturday. We got the car on Saturday, and like literally a week before that, we were at dinner and we're like, okay, our goal is to buy one by the end of June.
Oh, wow.
By the end of June. And literally right after I found out I passed my exam, we started talking about a car. And he brought up the fact that he wanted a bow right after I found out I passed. He's like, hey, what do you think about me getting a bow sooner?
Plant a seed. It's in the Bible.
I told Morgan, which is Logan's wife, and I've told Madison, I was like, we're not getting that bow until I get a car first because this is like what I want to do and this is like our next step. And then literally he made finding a car like the easiest thing possible and Kim found it like... So like within a week, and I'm pretty sure his drive was because he was going to get a bow after the car came.
So a little bit. That's
so what kind of bow?
Yeah, it's a funny story, but it didn't actually work out that way.
It worked out that way. That was like the time frame for sure.
Cam was that wasn't like my that wasn't like a determining factor.
No, it was just like deep down, I think it might have been.
Okay.
Like, on surface level, your heart was in the right place, but...
I wanted to get my wife a new car. That's what it is.
You could get a new car.
I'm just kidding. I love you, and I'm thankful that we got the car so soon.
No, I am too.
So, yeah. I'm just giving you a hard
This
time.
Is a hunting podcast. All the people who listen to it are going, yeah, man, well done.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Probably... I'm not going to be in a hurry. The tough thing is I'm going to take a bow to Alabama for the hog hunt, but I'm going to have to send it with you beforehand. So I only have like a month-ish to get one and get it all set up. Realistically, I don't know if I'll end up getting one before that, just because it's a pretty tight window to like try and get everything jammed together and comfortable with one. So it might be a couple months, definitely before next deer season though. And with plenty of time to shoot it this summer, but I don't know yet. Can I shoot a couple?
So he's looking by the end of June, he'd like to buy a bow.
Yeah, that's the new goal. Yeah. By the end of June.
By our next recording, he'll have a bow. Yeah.
I don't know. Definitely going to look at darting like we talked about. But gonna shoot around a little bit too, just to see what's out there.
Yeah. There's so many options and so many like different choices within, like you have all the big brands and then you have all the choices of the bows in the big brands. It's, and they all shoot different. like Logan has the lift and I think it was like a V3X, I think it was. And the way those two shoot are completely different. And then how they compare to my Hoyt, that's completely different. So
yeah, and their 29-inch draws or whatever. And he's saying that the 33 is completely different than that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I want to shoot to kind of just gauge what I'm willing to spend and what kind of value I want to get out of it. But I did like your bow a lot. Kind of funny with this last bow I bought. I said I would have it for, I don't know how many years I said, but
like
it's
three,
not
like 3 to 5,
3 to 5, which it's been what? Two.
So
3 to 5,
he was going to use it for 3 to 5 years, not
didn't
get
happen.
One by 3 years. It was used.
I will say in my defense though, at the time I didn't realize, like, I love my bow, but I think it's a good idea to say that when you have one that's newer, like mine is a 2016 bow. So it is fairly old. I mean, it's a nice bow. I like it. It's been great to me, but it's not like it's brand new and I'm saying, oh, I'll shoot it for 5 years or whatever.
And it's kind of like one of those things, you don't know what you don't know. And you've seen now the lift, the Hoyts, ones that are like a year old.
Yeah.
And there's a big enough difference. Like for me to go from like the Hoyt to the lift, or I have a VTM. So from the VTM to like a lift or the Alpha X or whatever it may be, there's not much difference. But right. for you,
yeah,
you now know that there's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
So
let's see. I'm trying to think. I guess, I mean, just think about an iPhone 3 versus what we have now. Just think about it like that. I'm out there hunting with an iPhone 3 right now.
I should have said the same thing about my car before we got a new one.
Yeah. You had a newer car than me. You've always had a newer car than me until about 6 months ago.
I don't know about that.
For sure. I drove a 98 F-150 and then a 2002 Silverado.
You've also driven like 5 different trucks.
All old. I've just been changing out the colors on my iPhone 3. Changing out my OtterBox case.
Oh, my God.
Painting it different colors.
That's funny.
Yep.
So by the time this podcast airs, we'll probably be, this may be opening day of turkey season when it airs. So we'll start with Ash. Any plans to turkey hunt?
Maybe. But like we talked about, I start my training and my orientation literally next week. So then it's just like I've got a new schedule to adjust to because I've been studying for this exam for so long. And
did you pass the exam?
I sure did. Yes, I did. But I've been studying for so long, and then you get used to that schedule. So I'm at home, I'm studying, or I'm going to coffee shops and studying or whatever I'm doing to prepare for that exam. And now it's like going on to the workforce and doing that and just start. It's going to be totally different. I'm sure I'll be exhausted too, so that won't help. Yeah. So I don't know how much time I'll realistically actually have, but hoping that you guys bring home a couple for sure.
I was just going to say, I want to try and at least take her once. We'll see if we can make it happen just because it's only, what, 3 weekends or whatever, and that's about the only time that she'll be able to go. So
if even because my new job, I will have to work some weekends. So
What time, like, do you know what time you'd, like, get off work?
I think my paperwork said maybe 4:30.
One of her jobs too. I guess you probably won't be starting the one in Lebanon. I was going to say you could stop by the farm on the way home. But the thing about that is we could go out to the farm to hunt the evening, but I don't know that it'll be the same experience. You know, like will they be gobbling? Will they be coming into it to calls when they're heading to the route? I don't know, honestly, just because we haven't hunted them before. So I want her to get the full experience of
the morning.
Yeah, you know, the sun coming up and the morning gobbles and stuff. So I don't know.
I will say there have been some nights in the deer stand in the fall where I think Madison was with me one night and was like, what the heck is that? And I was like, That's turkeys. And they were just up the hill from the Taj, and they were flying up into the roost tree. Mm-hmm. And it was outside of gobbling, because there was like maybe one that gobbled, and the rest were like yelps and stuff and other noises. Outside of like that, it was the most vocal I've ever heard turkeys, and it was really cool. So maybe I'm interested to see with the time change on being able to hunt all day, mm-hmm. what that'll be like. I do think if you're able to get off and go out, like sneak out in an evening, there's probably a pretty good chance of you sneaking up kind of back behind your old stand cam and going up that path. Because I think they roost up kind of on top of the ridge there, but they like to feed in the field, like the food plot.
Yeah.
So I think there could be a chance of like you sneak out for a couple hours and catch them as they're going back to the roost. I think that's how you're going to have to hunt them in the evening.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, if we catch them going up into the roost, we know where they roost. It's going to make for some fun mornings.
Yeah.
I think some really fun mornings.
So. I know in the fall when I don't remember if we were sitting on the ground or something. I think it was during bow season. And there was like 7 to 10 that came out, but they were going, it looked like they were going up to roost or something, but there was a lot of them. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they were heading up
that way. They were heading up that way.
Hmm. I almost took a 60-yard shot at one.
So. Yeah, there were a lot of them.
Come here, you turkey. they did not, though.
I've taken a 60-yard shot at one. I probably shouldn't admit that, but it was...
Just one?
It was just one.
Just one, Doris.
It was just one. I think I shot twice at it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was just one turkey, though.
So, Madison, you've been shooting your bow at, like, the 3D shoots and stuff. Yes. Are you planning on using it at all this next season, this next little bit, to shoot at an animal?
I actually am planning on turkey hunting.
Okay. Where's the clap noise? There we go.
This is a bad thing that Austin's found these sounds.
I love it. That's so fun.
Let's just figure out. Oh no, that's not good. Ooh.
You should have played.
It's just so loud.
Yeah, turn that down a little
bit. You should have played the wah 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 when Cam was trying to do the introduction.
Oh, it's magical.
Oh, see, magic. She will be playing.
Cam, you want to be embarrassed? Oh, see, there's our intro. Oh, we could use the intro. Finding out the sound or using the soundboard.
Look at that. What's happening?
All right, back to Madison.
We just had an ADHD moment.
We just did. So if you guys know anything about me, I have not hunted, like, actually taken?
Took it.
Took it. Took it. I haven't done taken.
Took it.
I have not taken any weapons out with me to go with Austin hunting. I've just been with the camera girl.
That's a lie. You've brought your pocket knife.
Oh, yeah. I've had my pocket knife. Woo. Gonna go chase after a turkey with that.
You could probably get some of the mice from the Taj.
Yeah. If anyone saw that video from this fall, we had a mouse encounter. That was fun. But anyway, so I'm going to go turkey hunting this spring, and the plan is to use my bow and arrow, not a shotgun, which Austin and many people have been like, don't, like, you do the shotgun. But I'm like, you know, I enjoy bow and arrow so much better than using guns. So if I'm going to take an animal, this is what I'm going to do. I know it's supposed to be more challenging, but who cares? I'm going to do it.
And see, what it's saying to me is...
Challenge accepted.
No. She's like, I know you suck at turkey hunting a lot, but here, I want to make it harder. So...
What do you mean?
I can't even get myself to kill but one bird with a shotgun. With a shotgun. And you're like, we're going to go in the spring and use our bows because...
Because I'm awesome. You know what's going to happen, though. We're going to go out opening morning, and there's going to be a big gobbler, and I'm going to take it. And you're going to be like, wow, my wife is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I told you.
And then everyone's going to make fun of me because they're going to be like, your wife can do it opening one day with a bow. It took you 4 years.
The heckling from the guys will be unruly.
It's going to be terrible, but
no. You probably deserve it.
I probably do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Austin gives it out quite a bit. So. He does.
I do give it out to him. I definitely deserve it.
No, but I know the odds of me actually getting one are slim, but I'm not like, I don't know what the word is, super motivated by like the kill. I just want the experience. And like, even if I miss, I'll be okay. I won't be too mad.
Yeah, because I'll have 12 gauge ready to go.
Yeah, Austin will be shooting pretty quick.
He probably will.
As soon as I hear that arrow, like the string release, you're going to hear the 12 gauge go off right beside you.
Well, you have to wait to make sure I actually hit it first.
That's what you do after.
No.
You'd cut into it and you're like, oh, wow, you did hit it with your arrow. My gosh.
So are you going to use normal, like normal broadheads, or are you going to use the, like, 2 or 3 inch ones that cut off the head?
Probably the head. Am I aiming for the head?
Have you seen those?
I'm not aiming for the head.
She hasn't seen those.
I'm aiming for the body.
Okay.
So she'll be going for like base of the neck area to really more so hit the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I want, for her, a turkey moves around so much. Like even a very good archer is going to have a tough time shooting the neck of a turkey. So I'm like, we're going to use probably the Grim Reapers,
yeah.
The Carni 4s that expand just to like 2.5 inches, I think. That way, wherever she hits it, it's going to do damage.
Yeah. So cool.
We've all heard the saying, a picture tells 1,000 words, and the same can be said for deer mounts. A skull on the wall represents so much more than just a successful hunt. It represents the culmination of lots of work, some luck, and rich memories with friends and family. At Just One, we like to hang our skulls with skull hangers from Kibosh Outdoors. The hangers are secure, super easy to set up, and made in the U.S. They even have hangers for as little as $9 to get your skull sitting proudly at the perfect angle. Go check them out at KiboshOutdoors.com or follow the link in our bios and use code JUSTONE at checkout to save 10% on your order.
Yeah, they make broadheads that are just like blades, and they're pretty long and wide, but you aim for the neck and it cuts their head off.
That's insane. So
the videos of it are crazy.
Does it kill it instantly? Or
I mean, it's
like
dead, but its body twitches around and stuff. But, I mean, she's going to... That's
disgusting. I did that with Austin's lizard once. His tail broke off in my hands, and the tail and the lizard both were squirming. And I never touched it ever again.
That is... It's probably going to twitch around wherever you shoot it, though, to be honest. So.
Yeah, they flop.
Even with a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
I mean, very rarely have I seen a turkey just boom.
Yeah.
It's like cutting the head off a chicken. The body still moves.
Yeah, it really grosses me out.
It's disturbing.
That's why I ask. I was thinking of that.
I'm going to look away after I shoot it and be like,
so maybe do have Austin have the 12 gauge on it. Just so it just, you know, helps it go faster.
Yeah.
Oh, if we get a turkey close enough, I will definitely have the 12 gauge on it, because one of our biggest mistakes last year was with Cam and I, where that bird, we should have had a dead bird back there in the food plot, but it didn't quite pop out for you. And when I noticed it was running, it was going to go, I should have been ready to shoot, because it was 10 yards from us. And if that, I'm not going to let that happen again. Mm-hmm. So as soon as Madison shoots, if that bird's run away and it's in range, you know, I'm not going to take a stupid shot, but if it's in range and reasonable, I'm going to make sure we drop that bird.
Well, even if I don't get a shot and it start and you have a shot and it's not heading my direction or into a place where I can get a shot at it, definitely take it. Because especially if it's a big tom, we want food in the fridge or freezer.
Food in the fridge.
How fast, depending on how fast we eat it.
How fast can you eat a turkey? But yeah, so turkey season is also going to include a turkey camp for, I guess, all of us.
Yeah, hopefully you can come too, Ash.
Yeah.
I
don't know if Cam's even told you about this.
We've talked about it a lot. But Ryan's wife, Hannah.
Yeah, and we have a Just One Wives group text just for this
because
reason.
Because each of us wives get one piece of information, and then we end up piecing it all together like a puzzle.
Yes.
But really, Hannah's the only one who's really said anything. And then we talked about it like, oh, yeah, it was this kind of how the conversation went. Oh yeah, we just talked about that. Like the guys and I just talked about that, and Hannah knew because Brian was working from home or something. And I was like, I have no idea what's going on. And at that time, I barely knew what I was going to do with my life for about 30 seconds. So it was, I don't know. We'll see if I can make it. Maybe I'll come and just see you guys for an afternoon or a day or whatever. And then,
yeah, I think that's all she's doing, really.
Yeah.
Just coming down Saturday or coming up or wherever we are and then coming back. Mm-hmm. So.
I'll probably go. I don't know if I'll camp or not. It kind of depends if I have a bird by that or not.
Well, you can get two birds. But, yeah, we're going to make a video. we'll kind of split into teams and see what we can get on some public land. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be a fun challenge. That's kind of what we do with spring turkey anyways. It's like, well, where are we going to go? Because we just... I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. We just don't have anywhere that's like, yeah, we got a bunch of birds out here. We know there's a bunch of birds. So it's going to just be a crapshoot a little bit and see what we can come up
with. Hope we get lucky and hope we have some more birds too.
It's
to hang on the wall and eat.
Yeah. Like I like it a lot, but it's not something that I feel like with deer season, I feel like there's a little pressure there almost. Like you really like it, but you want to kill. You want to kill a nice buck. So there's like a little bit of pressure there. I don't really feel that way with turkey. I'm like, I'll go. I'll have fun either way. If I don't kill one, it'll be like every other year. So it'll be fun either way.
Just another year.
Just another year. Same shotgun shell next year. Oh,
gosh. This shotgun shell is what, 5 years old now?
Oh, probably older than that because Papa gives me his shotgun shells.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what you need to sneak in with your bow is like, yeah, I'm also going to pick up a shotgun.
Yeah. At some point.
I just got what you were saying. I was like, what is he talking about? I'm so lost.
And I didn't get it either. And then I was like,
hold on. We've got other goals we need to do, too.
I will say it would be...
One toy at a time.
It would be more justifiable if I go duck hunting with you guys next year.
There's which no, I'm planning. There's I'm no planning if in
it,
that.
Yeah. Which I'm planning on it next year.
Yeah, so like I said, one toy at a time. I just got my toy.
I can buy a lot of toys until I get to your car.
That's not true. Actually, that's not it. Your tags are going to add up real quick here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point.
Your tags. Where are we going?
Yeah, exactly.
Alabama. I'm sure they are a place. You're going to Alabama.
I'm hoping I'm going to Iowa this year.
He's trying to go to Iowa. Heck yeah.
I'm trying. We'll see.
There's all kinds of things. I mean... I think this year what we should do is, as wives, we should calculate every single thing that the gentlemen spend, including gas, including lures, and all this, and say this.
Sorry, I guess she cut out.
And say that this is how much you're gonna, this is how much you spend on hunting every year. Or on outdoors stuff.
Are you trying to hurt our marriage?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to justify, like, my spending habits, too. It's a little bit selfish. But, I mean, Madison and I would like to know how many vacations we could go on with, you know, the money that you guys are spending on all these tags.
Let's see.
Exhibit A, I'm pointing to the elk that's basically on the ceiling.
That costs nothing. Okay.
We're not going to fight on the podcast.
You can't put a price on happiness.
Yeah. Actually.
Everyone knows this.
Or joy. Okay. Like, okay. The joy this elk brings me. Just can't put a price on it.
Austin hugs it every day.
I do. You can actually see where I hug it.
The other day, I'm over in the kitchen. I hear him say, "Oh, you're so beautiful." And I'm like, smile and turn. I see, oh, he's not over here. He's talking to his elk.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's awesome.
That's so embarrassing.
I look at it every day.
He does. It literally sits above his work.
Now, this is talk desk. For Under the Elk.
Under the Elk.
Yeah, so this is a new segment that we have.
Under the Elk.
Confessions Under the Elk.
There we go. We just came up with that.
Bring it on just when the wives come on the podcasts. Confessions Under the Elk. Okay. What confession do I have?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Choose wisely. You've got lots of hunting trips coming up.
Confession. The moose, I've already made the deal with Madison. This isn't a confession to her. It's a confession just to everyone else.
To the world.
If I kill a moose, it is going to be able to go in the living room, but it has to be Euro-mounted and not shoulder-mounted.
Hold on.
So that's my confession.
Hold on. That was not agreed. It was agreed that it would be a Euro-mount. We never said where it was going.
Oh.
This seems like a...
our bedroom. Sounds like it's going in our bedroom.
Okay. Ew.
Or our guest room.
AKA your office.
No, your office. Where is it going to go in this office?
We're
going
to buy a bigger house. That's next goal. Save money to buy a house.
So what would you sacrifice in here? We've got two Euro-mounts over here and your velvet book. So what would you have to sacrifice on this wall for you to get your moose in here? What would you sacrifice?
Okay, what would I sacrifice?
Yes. I mean,
or what would I have to sacrifice?
Two very different questions. What would you sacrifice?
What would I?
He could move most of this over here.
No,
okay.
I was going to say, I could probably move a lot of that. The gun cabinet could go. I've already thought about that a little bit, but I don't have anywhere to put my guns.
Yeah, Madison's face said, where's that going?
Okay, if you had to...
The poles could go outside, too. Oh,
man. If you had to, out of these
you
three...
You wouldn't be able to open the door if you moved the poles and put your moose there.
Get rid of the door.
Yeah. Who needs a door?
Open house concept.
Take the hinges off the door.
We're unhinged at Just One Outdoors. All right, Cam, what are your confessions?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have... I mean, I was just in church yesterday.
Think wisely, honey. Also, we're not Catholic, so we don't really do that whole confession thing.
Yeah, not to you.
I already... Here. I know what Cam's is. I can say it for him. He did buy the car very quickly on purpose. So that he could buy a bow.
What's the confession?
I don't know if I have one. I'm trying to think.
That you love your wife so much and are thankful that she got a job so she can support your spending habits.
You've secretly been planning an elk trip.
Yeah.
Secretly going to Alaska as well.
Yeah, he better not.
Okay. I will say. Okay. I've got a confession.
Confession.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Now
he's
it's
blushing.
Not like that.
He's getting nervous.
You said help my spending habits, and you mentioned it a little bit yesterday. But long term goals of buying property. So a little selfish. Yeah, I mean, I want you to support me so we can buy some property at some point. And then I want to get a skid steer really bad. Also, I didn't tell you this, Matt. Yeah. I was talking.
Hold on. We're just going to brush over the skid steer.
I want big toys.
I want a skid steer. Oh, and I didn't tell you.
Yeah,
hold on.
Okay, we need a whole episode skid for steer? Cam's.
Yeah, I want to push trees over.
Like, what just happened?
Yeah, I want to own some property at some point, which we've talked about. You kind of mentioned it. I mean, yeah, we'd love to own our own property and have flexibility there. But Matt was telling me he's burning out at his property. He said that the conservation department has burn trailers. Did you know about that?
Mm-mm.
You can rent them, but it's not renting. You borrow it for free, but it comes with like 3 backpack blower deals and like a 50-gallon water tank and something else. But it's just free for whoever wants to borrow it. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's good to know for the future.
Yeah. And honestly, he mentioned that the conservation department has a lot of stuff that you can just borrow like that. I don't know what that all entails.
First come, first serve kind of basis too, I think.
Yeah. He said they have 2 or 3 of these trailers. I don't know what else they have, but
for hunting.
Yeah.
Could be something cool.
Just check it out.
We'll have to look into that and figure out
what
we
could use. Cause that could be beneficial. Especially on some of our land.
Yep.
So,
Ashlyn, do confession. You have any confessions under the elk?
Just the fact that I feel slightly claustrophobic with the elk just like over top of me right now. I also keep looking up at its nose, and sometimes it looks like the nose might be running.
Right.
Like it might drip on me, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it's also like snot really grosses me out. So it's like
realist.
Yeah, I don't think that's another update. I got the elk back, the elk mount. We haven't actually posted about that as of now when we're recording this. And it is hanging over the podcast. If you guys have watched our podcast on some of the videos, it's hanging directly above us, pretty much, above the where the mics are. So, and it's big.
Yep.
So the big guy needs his nose blown
a little bit.
Just like,
oh my gosh.
Austin stands up and blows on the elk's nose.
Just taking care of his baby. Madison?
His expensive baby.
Aaron, what's your confession underneath the elk?
Underneath the elk confession. I guess one confession would be I was feeling left out that I wasn't killing anything. So that's why we're doing turkey. We're trying it out.
Heck yeah.
I am impressed because last season you were like, no, I don't really think, you know?
I know.
I think you were like, I don't know. You didn't really grow up around it. You've voiced it. I'm sure Austin said it. Like, you didn't grow up around this kind of stuff. So this is new to you. And especially when you guys got married, he started hunting and fishing more than even before. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure that's.
Did anything change after Ash got her deer, or did that not really?
Not really, because it was deer. I think going to NWTF actually was like the biggest thing, because you got to see like all the people that love turkey hunting and hunting, and it was just like cool just to talk to so many different people that are passionate about it. So I think just being a part of like that atmosphere, just was like, okay, like this isn't so out there crazy that I'm gonna try this. So, and turkey are kind of ugly, so
yeah, it's a good starting point. And
I think deer are too cute.
She'll get there. Hey, what did I say when we got married, like a little bit after? I was like, give her 3 years, and I did say she'd be deer hunting. I don't know if that's true for this year. I think it'll be determined a lot by if she kills a turkey, how she feels, and sort of thing like that. But 3 years, we've been married 3 years and 10 days.
Yep.
And she's going hunting.
Congratulations. How do you do this?
Yep. There we go.
I almost hit that one, which I think is the
that's the wah, wah, wah.
Wait, we can do this one. Here we go.
Oh, magic. Oh,
hold on.
Aw, 3 years, yay. Oh, my goodness.
This one's going to be called The Just One Team Finds the Soundboard or Discovers the Soundboard.
Basically.
But another, I think that's cool that you said NWTF, because that it's a cool atmosphere to be in, and just all the people you get to see, and you know, you're walking up to, like, we walked up to Bo Brooks and just started talking to him, had a conversation with him, and it's cool when the big names are the same people that their videos and their Instagram posts and all that.
Yeah.
Like, they're the same person that they're showing on that. And talking with Bo was really cool. We met a ton of people. See one guy's.
It's just cool that the experts are willing to share their knowledge. They're not like, oh, yeah, I figured it out. Good luck. They're like, yeah, no, like, this is what I found works for me. Like, you guys, like, I'm not. They even say, like, I'm not an expert, even though they are the experts. Mm-hmm. They're like, this works for me. Go try it. If it works for you, awesome. If not, let me know, because I'd love to learn more as well, type of thing.
That's cool.
It was a cool atmosphere, and I'm excited. We've kind of chatted a little bit about going as a team next year and seeing who could go and doing that whole thing as a group. And it was a really fun experience, again, to hang out with Tripp and his wife down there. And if you guys are listening and are curious about NWTF, shoot us a message, ask us questions, and definitely look into going. It's, I think, the biggest trade show in the Midwest. Actually, it definitely is in the Midwest, and it's one of the most attended ones that's out there. And it's, like, really cheap to go to.
Yeah.
So you don't have to spend too much. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I think that was a good little update soundboard turkey hunting episode.
A whole lot of chaos is what it was for a little bit.
Give the people what they want. It was fun.
It's always a good time.
Always fun to be on here.
Absolutely.
We usually like listen from the other room.
Yeah, we can sometimes tell by the sounds of your guys' voices when you guys are wrapping up.
We're like, okay, we probably got like 5
minutes. We listen and we're like, oh, it sounds like they might be finishing. Like they're almost done.
Yeah.
So we can go ahead and put this in the oven.
Croissants sound good.
Those do sound good. What the heck?
Hey, you guys want to laugh at something?
Yes.
I'm going to expose Cam so you can cut this out if you want. Confessions
under the oven.
We were turning down your street and there was a yard that had a bunch of dandelions in it. And he goes, whoa, look at all those dandelions.
Come on, I'm not the only person that called them dandelions.
Dandelions.
They said, did you say dandy?
Yeah, the dandelions.
Yeah. He said, yeah, they're dandelions.
As Gumpy says, cool. He's a dandy.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly dandy. What I thought about. And I was like, huh, what's a new little twist to his little words?
You know? Yes, it is.
Well, sorry if we didn't wrap this up sooner.
The good thing is I'm the one that edits this. So.
I know. I said you can just cut this out if you want, but I just had to let them know. But give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Well, wrap it up.
Yeah. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Pleasure.